95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Halftime at Tiger Stadium, Huron 7, Sturgis 7. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM, Huron. Scoring, Huron on the board first on the opening drive of the game, just over 4 minutes. And it was a short field as it was looked to me like a dribble kick that ended up being an onside covered by Huron. And then they just had 52 yards to go, catching Caudill, a 70-yard run to a score. And Kleinsasser added the extra point in 7-0. Sturgis scored later in the second quarter as it was an 8-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Aiden Hederman to Sully Jost, the running back. Extra point was good by Jost, 7-7. Huron then did threat again, but had the drive at the end of the first half stall out at the 26-yard line. And at the half, we're tied at 7. Sturgis had 31 yards through the air, 50 yards on the ground. Seemed like they had more than that, but Sturgis just did not have possession of the ball. That's something that happened to them last week, too, in Aberdeen. Aberdeen was able to control time of possession. That's what Huron has done here, at least for the first half. I have Sturgis with 50 yards rushing. Sully Joe, 6 carries for 22 yards. Owen Udigger, 2 carries for 17. Byron Holt, 1 carry for 9. Maiden Hederman, 1 carry for 2 yards. Hederman passing 5 for 7, 31 yards, touchdown and an interception. 6 first downs in the first half for the Scoopers. For Huron, 74 on the ground and 87 through the air. Cash and Caudill, 13 carries, 60 yards. Best half of running the ball for him, or at least best first half for Cashton. 1 carry, 16 yards, Gavin Moding. 3 carries, 4 yards for Thackeray Hansen. Colt McNeil, 1 carry, 4 minus 6. Passing, Colt McNeil, 9 for 17 for 87 yards. 11 first downs for Huron in the first half, and a very telling stat, a huge time of possession advantage for the Huron Tigers. 15 minutes, 56 seconds to 8:04, so Huron just about doubling Sturgis on time of possession in the first half. And actually, ironically, their longest possession was one they didn't score and wound up punting on. But in any case, again, you know, that was one thing Coach Kolecki said in his pregame that was a struggle for the Scoopers last week, and that was Aberdeen controlling the ball, and their offense just didn't get a lot of chances. Defensively for Huron, not a lot of stats because, again, the defense wasn't on the field a lot. Cash and Caudill with 3 tackles to lead the way. Holden Haig, 2 tackles and an assist. 2 tackles for Colby Hofer and for C.J. Ganey. Logan Leyendecker had the interception for Huron in the first half, and that is our first half stats. And, again, at the half, it's 7-7, Sturgis and Huron. Both teams back on the field. I think we're 3 minutes away from the start of our second half. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes, then back here to Tiger Stadium, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Huron and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime here. We'll get the kickoff shortly. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 11AA. I don't think they're quite to halftime yet. T area 60, Douglas 8. In the second quarter, Yankton 7, Pier 0. Spearfish leading Brookings second quarter, 21-0. Washington leading Watertown, 21-20. Some area scores, DeSmit 7, Woolsey Westington 6 at halftime. Avon 20, Hitchcock 2, Lair 6, but I don't think that game's been updated for a while. Dubrook leads Iroquois Lake Preston 44-0, and our game over on KOKK is at halftime with Woonsocket Westington Springs, Sanborn Central leading Miller Highmore Herald 34-0, and that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. It'll be Douglas Ball to begin the second half as Huron will kick off. And again, hold your breath a bit. Huron has struggled some covering the kickoff this season. They've given up two, one to T area and one to Brookings. The wind has pretty much died. The flag at the south end of the field is hardly moving at all. And again, we kind of expected it would be that way once the sun went down. Just a gorgeous night, though, for high school football. And again, you think back to last year out in Sturgis, if you were there, hour and a half thunderstorm delay. We finally got kicked off at 8:30 Central Time and got done, I think, around 11 o'clock Central Time. So again, Sturgis has three guys back deep to receive as Nick Kleinsaucer will kick the ball away for the Huron Tigers. His last kickoff was a line drive, but did go into the end zone. Joe, there's three guys back. Jost, though, in the middle. That's probably where they're looking to kick the ball as our second half is underway. Line drive kick again. Jost will let it bounce, and he'll pick it up at about the 3. Coming into the near side, right side, gets around the corner to the 20, to the 25, runs into traffic, and gets planted by Cashton Caudill at the 26. Second time Cashton has made a physical tackle like that. And it'll be first and 10 for Sturgis at their own 26-yard line. But that Jost, he's just a sophomore, and he runs hard. First and 10 from the 26. And Sturgis possession here. First things first, I think Coach Koleski would just like to grind together a couple first downs. They did have 6 first downs in the first half, but again, really didn't have that time of possession. They'll come out first and 10. From the 26-yard line, shotgun, two receivers right, one wide to the left. Now a back shifts to the left side. Here comes motion and handed off to the motion man. He'll cut back to the middle and maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. He's met there by Cashin Caudill along with Holden Haig. And Byron Holt ran a long ways to get 1 yard. It'll be second and 9. He wanted to go wide, but Huron had it sealed off. He cut back in the middle, and that's where Cashton and Holden were. Second and 9 from the 27-yard line. Shotgun again for Hederman. And he wants to pass. He's looking near side and intercepted by Caudill. And if he had to go to a knee, the pass was well short of the intended receiver. And if he's able to catch that, he's got a lot of wide open green. But a second interception of the game for Sturgis. And Huron, great field position, first and 10. They'll have it at the 33-yard line of Sturgis. So a golden opportunity here for the Huron offense. First and 10 from the Sturgis 33-yard line. Shotgun for McNeil. McNeil, handoff to Caudill, following Reno, trying to turn the corner, waiting. Now he'll head upfield, and he'll get wrestled out of bounds inside the 30, maybe to the 28. Patient running by Cashin Caudill, and again, he's kind of going behind the Jackson Reno and Chumley, Brian Ramirez. Put the ball at the 29-yard line. That's a gain of 4. It'll be second and 6. With 11:05 to go here in the third quarter. Now, he did go out of bounds, so the clock does stop. Second and 6 from the Sturgis 29-yard line. Huron trying to take advantage of a Sturgis turnover. Hand off, and it's Hansen trying to turn the corner. He's given up a lot of real estate. Turns the corner, and he ran a long ways to get about 3 yards on the play. I mean, he was back at least to the 35-yard line, but he's got a world of speed, and he was able to turn the corner, and he probably ran 50 yards to get 3 yards on the stat sheet. It'll be third and 3 for Huron from the 26-yard line. So two runs to start the second half. Slot left, one receiver right. Caudill in the backfield standing beside McNeil. And a fumble on the play. McNeil just falls on top of it. The exchange was never there between he and Cash and Caudill. I'm not sure if he wanted to pull it out. But it's going to be a loss on the play back to the 28-yard line. So a loss of 2. And now it's going to be 4th and 5 for Huron from the 28-yard line. Go for it, obviously, here. And a big play here for the Tiger offense. Inside of 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Huron trying to get some points off a Sturgis turnover. Shotgun again for McNeil to pass on fourth down. Throws over the middle way short, and he had a lot of pressure up the middle as coming straight up the middle was Zach Jules along with Aiden Werlinger, and that never had a chance, and Huron does nothing with the interception and gives it up on downs, and Sturgis will take over first and 10 with 9:44 to go in the third quarter. That's the second time Huron's forced a turnover, no points. Of course, the last turnover, they did have a nice drive, couldn't finish it off. Sturgis at the 28-yard line, first and 10. 9:44 to go, third quarter. Two receivers right and a back on each side of Hederman on the first and 10 play. Hederman rides it. He'll keep it himself. No, he does hand it off to Udiger, and there's nothing going there. There's a swarm of black jerseys on top of him. Colby Ofer was over there on the stop along with Holden Haig, I believe. And no gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. And that was where Hederman was riding Udiger for a long time. And, well, Huron just wasn't biting on either one of them. Finally just gave it to Udiger and thought, well, you get tackled. It'll be second and 10 from the 28-yard line. Shotgun again for Hederman. Put a man in motion. Looks like a bubble screen. No, it's Hederman keeping it the other way. He breaks loose. He's up to the 35. He'll spin forward and get the first down. Gainey on the stop. Beautiful ball fake. I thought it was going to be a bubble screen to my side, and I think all of Huron did too. Instead, Hederman with his best run of the night. First down up to the 39-yard line. Gain of 11 on the play for Hederman. No, reset the sticks. We're tied at 7. We're early in the third quarter. Sturgis with the possession. Two receivers right, one left. Shotgun for Hederman. And handoff coming to the right. Jost cuts back to the middle. Nothing there as he got met behind the line. That should be a loss on the play. A number of Tigers were in on the stop. I saw Bubba Peterson there. I think Haig was the first guy in. And second down and 10, no gain on the play for Jost. We'll go trips right, one receiver left, and a back beside Hederman on second down and 10 from the 39. Hederman rolls it to the right, looking to pass. He's under a rush. He's going to put it under. He will run with it and pass the 45 up to the 46. Run first, option to pass next. Down the field, I believe the Jackson Reno down the field made the stop for Huron, but Hederman got some good yardage on that. It's going to be a third and 3 for Sturgis from their own 46-yard line. Big play here for the Tiger defense. Trips left. Empty backfield for Hederman. Huron trying to blitz. They almost jumped. Sturgis didn't get a flag on it. Now they will snap it. Hederman looking. Now he's going to roll to the right. Man is wide open down the right sideline inside the 30. Caudell, but boy, wide open was Tegan Wormstad. He slipped away. I think the corner on that side probably moved up, thinking that he had to cover Hederman on the run. Instead, they convert on third down all the way down to the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 27. And a first down for Sturgis, and they're in business at the Huron 28-yard line. First and 10, Sturgis at the 28. Two receivers left, one right. Going to flick it out, the bubble screen on the far sideline, 25, and down to about the 20. Pass was complete to Sundstrom, running hard. Bubba Peterson was in on the stop for Huron. But again, another positive gain for Sturgis, 8 yards, second and 2. They find themselves in a lot of these second and shorts, and now they're at the 20-yard line driving against the Tiger defense. 6:20 to go, third quarter, tied at 7, Sturgis driving. Hand off coming off the left, Jost breaks one tackle, then gets hammered by C.J. Gainey back. There's going to be a loss on the play to the 22 or 23. Slipped a tackle, but Jost was slowed down enough, and that allowed C.J. to come up. It's going to be a loss of a yard on the play. And back at the 22-yard line, it's going to be third and 4, probably about 4.5 for Sturgis. Inside of 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, tied at 7, but Sturgis is moving the football. Third and 4, third and 5 right in there. And here's the flip out. There's a bubble screen. It's tipped up in the air. And who caught it? I think Hederman did catch it. Hederman, it was deflected, I think, by Holden Haig. And now what are the officials are discussing? Was it caught by Hederman or is it an incomplete pass? Yep, they are saying run the clock. So it was caught by Hederman. He caught his own pass. And lost yardage back to the 34. Deflected pass, I believe, by Holden Haig. That's going to be a loss of 11. And Sturgis coming in. See if there's a field goal. No, it looks like they're going to punt. Again, Hederman is the punter, so anything goes here for Sturgis. They could run the fake. I wouldn't be surprised if they do from the 34. Nope, they are going to kick it away. Huron had nobody back. High, short kick. Angles to the left. Bounces out at about the 12. And Huron defense gets themselves off the field. Big player there, I believe, was Holden Haig. I'm not 100%, but I believe he did get the deflection on the play. And Huron will get the ball with 4:47 to go in the third quarter. Still tied at 7. Huron scored their touchdown on their first drive of the game. Sturgis scored, I believe, on their second drive of the game. Huron will have it at their own 10, first and 10. Now, Huron hasn't been able to move the ball here the last, well, since they got down on that final possession of the first half. Colt McNeil has 4 incomplete passes in a row. We'll go first and 10 from the 10. And McNeil going to swing it out to Caudell. He's got some open space. About the 10, 15, then caught from behind. Boy, it looked like he was going to pull out of there. He kind of went down awkwardly, but he pops right back up. Gain of about 7 on the play. Second and short for Huron. Gain of 7 on the play. And again, boy, it looked like Cashin was going to get a little burst there, and then he got caught from behind. Again, boy, it looked like it was okay. He kind of went down awkwardly. But pop right back up. It's second and 3 for Huron from the 17-yard line. McNeil to pass, looking right, throws short. Leyendecker with the catch, and that'll be a first down for Huron. He's tackled by Demetrius Daniels. Huron with their first down of the second half. Or do we have a, what are we doing here? It is a first down for Huron there. Okay. They're acting like he went out of bounds. Well, he did go out of bounds, but he was forced out. Gain of 6 to Leyendecker. First and 10 now at their own 23-yard line. Two receivers right, one left, and McNeil looking. Looks to the right. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, steps up. He'll throw, and it's complete to Gainey. He goes down immediately. Got crunched by Hederman. And that should be another first down, and there's Colt McNeil keeping the play alive with his legs. And is there a penalty marker, or what do we have here? Are they saying it was incomplete? I guess it was incomplete. I thought it was, it looked like CJ got it, but I'm also a long ways away. Will be second down and 10 with the clock stopped now at 3:15 to go in the first half. Now the officials are going to have a conference. Boy, it looked like CJ caught it from here, but again, like I said, I'm a long ways away. He went down to his knees to make sure he caught it. Now Bold, now here's Sturgis. They're also there. Now I think we are going to. Are we going to count it? Well, if they are going to count it, Koletsky is going to want an explanation. Yep, they are going to say it is a catch to the 32. Gain of 9 on the play. It'll be second and 1 for Huron. Koletsky, I'm sure, not happy, and probably don't blame him. And now they, well, looks like we have a little confusion going there with the Zebra crew. Tied at 7. I believe it's a catch. But we've had a lot of discussion. Well, they moved the sticks. Then they now they're adjusting where he caught it. Okay, they move it up, and now it is a first down for Huron up to the 36-yard line. So they add another 4 yards, and I'm sure Koletsky is even more happy with that call. It is a first down for Huron, first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Finally, we're going to snap the football and have a play. First and 10 from the 36. Up the middle, Caudill slams off one guy and keeps the legs churning. He'll get, a yard or two on the play. Calvin Kettleson made the stop. I've called his name a couple of times, several times for Sturgis. I know Coach Koletsky said their linebacking unit's probably the inexperienced part of their defense, but Kettleson has played well tonight. Gain of 2 on the play. It'll be second and 8 for Huron at the 38-yard line. 2:40 to go, third quarter, still tied at 7. Two receivers right, one left. And McNeil throwing short, dangerous pass, nearly intercepted. That was not open, and very fortunate for Huron that Byron Holt, I think as much as anything, he ran out of real estate over there. Incomplete. It'll be third and 8 for Huron from the 38-yard line. Big player for both teams. Sturgis obviously like to force the punt here. 2:31 to go, third quarter, tied at 7. And Huron goes with the slot right, one receiver left, and Caudill right beside McNeil in the backfield, wing left. And handed off to Caudill, hitting the backfield, puts his shoulder down, but he's going to get Baby back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Huron tried to surprise Sturgis, but they're saying, oh, we'll let you do that, and basically no gain on the play for Caudill. And Huron gets a couple of first downs, but now we'll have to punt it on 4th and 8. Jost is back to receive the kick from Colby Hofer. So we're nearing 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, this game has moved by quickly. Now we have an injured Sturgis scooper on the far side of the field. Could be a cramp, I guess. Huron was just about ready to snap it, and all of a sudden we had a scooper down on the field. So injury on the field, 2:02 to go. In the third quarter, we're tied at 7. We'll take a break. 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Hofer with a high short kick and a bounce and take a Huron roll to the 40 and down to the 35, and Jost will just let it roll. It'll go to the 34. So we got a nice roll after a high short kick, and third punt of the game for Huron, and Sturgis will take over with a minute 42 to go in the third quarter and remain tied at 7. The injured scooper, and it might have just been a crap, Gavin Sundstrom. He walked off under his own power. Sturgis will have the ball first and 10 at their own 34-yard line with a minute 42 to go in the third quarter. Sturgis had a nice drive sputter as they got deep. They got, I think, inside the 20 at one point before having to punt it. First and 10, Ederman will do that bubble screen far side of the field. And a short gain on the play up to about the 38. Couple of Huron Tigers in on the stop. Gavin Moding in on the play. I believe Bubba Peterson as well. Pass was complete to Jaden Blair. Gain of 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 6 for Sturgis at their own 38-yard line. Late in the third quarter, tied at 7. Slot right, one receiver left. Hederman in the shotgun on 2nd and 6. Play action, Hederman looking, no rush. Now he will throw it over the middle. Pass is complete for the first down. Boy, Huron just not getting a rush on Hederman at all. He started to tuck it under. Then he saw he had an open receiver in Byron Holt, and he'll advance it for the first down right up to the 50-yard line. That's a gain of 12. Sturgis, their third first down of the second half. Ball squarely on the 50-yard line and right squarely on the yard line I'm viewing. First and 10, Sturgis right on the 50. Two receivers right on the near side of the field, one wide left. And the handoff to Udiger, and not much up the middle, 2 or 3 yards on the play. Connor Johnson and the Jackson Reno on the stop for Huron. Gain of 2 on the play for Udiger. It'll be 2nd and 8. And Sturgis back on the Huron side of the field at the 48-yard line. Sturgis does not have to snap it if they choose not to, and I don't think they are going to. 5 seconds to go, third quarter. We'll head to the fourth, where it's still tied at 7. Huron 7, Sturgis 7. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Hang up. Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We start the fourth quarter. Sturgis has 2nd and 8 at the Huron 48-yard line. Sturgis had the time of possession advantage there in the third quarter. Looks like just over 7 minutes. The officials gathered both teams together for something there. Now we'll go 2nd and 8 from the 48. Sturgis now heading to the north, and Huron goes into the neutral zone. The Jackson Reno jumped, and now instead of second and eight, it's going to be second and three. First penalty of the second half against Huron, but now six for 45. I only have Sturgis for one penalty. I think I missed a penalty in the first half, though, too. I think they have two penalties total, both in the first half. So now second and three from the 43-yard line for the Scoopers. Twins left, Twins right, shotgun for Hederman. And handoff, Joe Stanny's going to be hit and nearly bounced off it. But he was tackled down low by Colby Hofer, and then Holden Haig able to finish it off. And basically no gain on the play for Jost. It's going to be third and three from the 43 for the Sturgis Scoopers. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Sturgis quickly up to the line. Huron's got to get themselves lined up. Shotgun and going to throw it over the middle. Wide open is DeShock to the 20 and to the 15. First and 10, Sturgis inside the 20-yard line. A quick release to the tight end up the middle all the way down to the 16. That's a gain of 27. Sturgis a first down, and they are threatening down to the 16-yard line. I think Sturgis actually had a lineman wide out right. They came up to the line quickly and then just had a lot of things going on, and DeShock just went straight down the seam, and he was open. First and 10 from the 16. Inside handoff, Udigger, and he's going to be dropped. No gain on the play. Connor Johnson, the first man in for Huron, had plenty of help from his friends. Holden Haig got in there as well. And no gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 from the Huron 16. Sturgis again driving. We've been tied at 7 since midway through the second quarter. We're early in the fourth quarter, and Sturgis again threatening. They go trips left, one receiver right. And shotgun for Hederman on second and 10. Hederman looks right, looks left, no pressure again, rolls to the right, now steps it up. He'll throw over the middle. It's complete for a short gain. Colby Hofer on the stop. He did find Blair coming over the middle, got to about the 10-yard line. I guess they do give him the 9, gain of 7. That'll set up 3rd and 3, but again, Hederman just having all day to stand back there. He looked like he was going to run, then he saw Blair opening over the middle. It's going to be 3rd and 3 from the 9 for Sturgis as they're knocking on the door in deep in Huron territory. Hederman, empty backfield, he'll keep it himself, tries to turn the corner, and he's dropped back at the 11 for a loss. It was Holden Haig, got him down low first, and Holden a little slow to get up after making the play. And Bubba Peterson was saying Holden needs to come off, and Holden says, I'm not going anywhere. Back to the 10-yard line, it's a loss of 1, fourth down. And 4, Jost is going to try the field goal here. Jost for the field goal. This will be about 27 yards. The kick is up. It's high enough. And it is good. Jost, a 27-yard field goal. And Sturgis has their first lead of the game. It's Sturgis 10, Huron 7, 8:55 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We are back in Tiger Stadium. Sturgis leads for the first time at 10-7. And they will kick off to Huron. Thackeray Hansen, and I believe Bush is back deep to receive as well. Ethan. Line drive kick, going to bounce and bobbled there, picked up at about the 30, up the middle of the field, and going to be returned about the 35. I couldn't see who that was returning it. One of the linemen brought it back for Huron. Probably held your breath there, Jose Garcia. Yeah, but hey, got it up the field, first and 10 Huron at about the 34-yard line. First and 10 Huron from their own 34. Offense got to get something going. There has not been much here in the second half. Just two first downs for Huron. Two receivers left, one right on the first and 10. McNeil will flare it out to the right. Trying to get it to Caudill. He's going to be hit behind the line. He's going to lose yardage on the play. Played well by Sturgis getting out there to make the play. Dawson in offer. And Caudill is going to lose yardage on the play. Only a loss of one. It'll be second and 11. But again, Huron just not able to get any flow on their offense here in the second half. Sturgis is kind of reversing that time of possession we saw in the first half. Two receivers right, one right, two left. And Caudill following Reno again, but running out of real estate. He'll be forced out of bounds for little gain. Knocked out of there that time by Sundstrom, and just like that, Huron faced a third and long again. As trying to see where they're going to give Caudill. He basically didn't get anything on the play. Third and 10 for Huron from the 34. And Huron's also on, there's been pressure on McNeil as well. Sturgis is starting to wear down the O-line a bit. We'll go trips left, one receiver right on third and 10, shotgun for McNeil. McNeil rolls it to the left. He's looking, going to throw to the far sideline, incomplete. And again, that was well covered. Moding was the intended target, but Sturgis had that one snuffed out, and another three and out with no yardage. And Huron's going to have to punt the ball. Now Huron's defense going to have to make a stop. Sturgis has been moving the ball. And we can ill afford another score. Certainly can't afford to see a touchdown by the Scoopers. And Colby Hofer to punt with Jost, the single man back deep to receive for the Scoopers. 8:04 to go in the game. Sturgis 10, Huron 7. Bubba Peterson is the long snapper. On target, Sturgis not rushing it. Nice high kick by Hofer. Fair catch, and Jost will catch it at about the 35-yard line, and that's where the Scoopers will take over. 7:57 to go in the game. Sturgis 10, Huron 7. Sturgis really has been controlling the clock here in the second half. And Huron just hasn't been able to get any offense going when they have had their hands on the ball. First and 10 from their own 36-yard line, but Sturgis can afford to be patient. First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Two receivers right, one left, and shotgun for Hederman. Hederman brings a man in motion. They'll fake it the other way. Udigger bounces off one guy, but then gets caught. He keeps the legs churning. He'll get a couple of yards out of it after first contact. Chumley, Brian Ramirez was in on the stop for Huron. And Holden Haig helped out as well. Still on second effort, got a couple of yards on the play. It'll be second and 8, Sturgis from the 38-yard line. Keep watching the clock inside of 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Sturgis quickly up to the line. We have trips left on second and long. Here comes motion to the far side, and no flag. It looked like Huron might have been off the middle screen, and wide open for DeShock. He'll go all the way into Huron territory at the 46. Boy, it looked like Huron almost jumped, but then they got that tight end screen to DeShock, and it was wide open. He had blockers ahead of him all the way down to the Huron 43. That's a gain of 19, and another first down for Sturgis, and quickly they're back in Huron territory, first and 10 at the Tiger 43-yard line, inside of 7 minutes to go. And our game has moved by quickly. We have slots left and right. Double receivers on first and 10 from the 43. Keeper by Hederman up the middle. He's got the 40. He's got the 35 inside the 30 down the 28. And you can just see Huron starting to wear down. Mason Juergens on the stop, and he's the free safety, kind of the last line, and another first down for Sturgis. Sturgis with six first downs here in the second half. That goes down to the 28-yard line, a gain of 15 for Hederman. And Sturgis right now just kind of knocking Huron in the jaw. Going right after him, you got to stop him. First and 10 from the 28 for the Scoopers. Two receivers left, one right. And Hederman keeps it again off the right side. He gets good yardage inside the 25, hiding it well. He took it away from Udiger and then went down the right hash and got some positive yardage again. Looked like Haig again was on the bottom of that pile. Gain of 5, second and 5, and boy, Sturgis is happy with that. 5 yards, clock keeps running. Second and 5 from the Huron 23-yard line as we're now inside of 6 minutes to go in the game. Sturgis 10, Huron 7. Two receivers right, one to the left. Shotgun for Hederman. Hederman gets the snap, handoff up the middle, bouncing off, and a loss on the play. That was snuffed out. Connor Johnson was the first guy in there. Colby Ofer came to finish it. And a loss back to the 26-yard line. That'll set up third and 8, so a loss of 3 on the play there for Udiger. Third and 8, big play here for the Tiger defense. Third and 8 from the 26-yard line. Got to find a pass rush, too. That's been absent here in the second half. Shotgun. Now we have some shifting there. The trips comes tight on the right side. Here comes motion, and Hederman to pass. Looking right, throws over the middle. Ball tipped in the air, and was it caught? Incomplete. Boy, that was dangerous. Huron had a shot at it, so did the Sturgis player. It was tipped in the air, incomplete. That was probably a best-case scenario for Sturgis. It'll be 4th and 8, and well, they're changing personnel. They may try a longer field goal here. Jost coming off. It'll be about a 43, 44-yard field goal. Now, Hederman is the holder, too, so you do need to be aware of that. 4:43 to go in the game, and a 43-yard field goal attempt for Jost, and now a whistle and timeout Sturgis. 4:43 to go in the game. Sturgis 10, Huron 7. Fourth down coming up after this 30-second break on Dakota Sports.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Fourth down and 8, and now Epster just is showing field goal yet. Be a 43-yard attempt, but again, I'm not 100% convinced because Hederman is the holder and Deshock is the right wing on the kick protection. Snap is there, and they will kick, and it's going to be well short, no good. And the Huron Tigers will get the ball first and 10 at the 20. So a break there for Huron, but now you got 80 yards to go and 4:38 to get there. First and 10 for the Huron Tigers. Well, I thought in high school it just came out to the 20. I don't think that's the rule, but we'll take it. We gained 6 yards. In high school, I'm sure a missed field goal just comes out to the 20, but they're giving it to us where the ball was snapped at the 26. First and 10 at the 26 for Huron. Got to get something in this drive. McNeil to pass. Steps up. Going to throw deep. Far sideline. And Moaning is there. He has it. 20. 10. Touchdown Huron. Heave it down the left sideline. The defensive back hesitated for Sturgis. Moaning took off. And Huron, 74-yard touchdown. And just like that, Huron on top, 13-10, with the extra point coming. 74-yard touchdown pass. Wow! Huron up 13-10, and Kleinsasser on to kick the extra point. Again, just chuck it and let your good wide receiver get the ball. Huron's got a lot of guys going in and off the formation. Snap is there. Kleinsasser with the kick. It is good. Huron 14, Sturgis 10, 4:28 to go in the game. Timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIKV.
4:28 to go in the game, and just like that, Huron has the lead back at 14-10, a 74-yard touchdown pass from Colt McNeil to Gavin Moding, and now Huron kicking off to Sturgis. Kleinsasser will kick, got to have good coverage here. They're going to be a squib kick this time. Will bounce in, picked up by Jost at the 5. He's going to the right. 15-20. Cuts back Mill. Ran into his own guy. Then runs into Bubba Peterson. And there's the tackle. Bubba Peterson with the stop and plenty of help from others. He got a fired up black and orange squad there. First and 10 for the Sturgis Scoopers. They'll have it, I believe, at about the 23-24-yard line. 4:20 to go. Sturgis has two timeouts remaining. Not quite early enough to worry about those timeouts. It'll be first and 10 Sturgis from the 23-yard line. So the Tiger offense makes the play. Can the Tiger defense now get the stop? Two receivers left, two right. First and 10 from the 23. Hederman in the shotgun. Hederman, straight drop. He wants to throw long. Nobody to throw to. Now he's flushed out, and he'll just throw it away. On that right sideline, good pressure there on the far side, trying to see who that was on the rush there for Huron. Still can't see who it was. Well, it was Tyson Fitzer with the rush there. Incomplete, it'll be second and 10. I could just see the 4, I couldn't see the first digit. Second and 10 from the 23 for Sturgis. One receiver right, two wide to the left. Hederman will hand it off up the middle. Jost, he has some room. He squirts through past the 35 up to the 39. And a first down for Sturgis. Gain of 16 on the play for Sully Jost. Seventh first down here of the second half for Sturgis. And they have the ball up to the 39-yard line. Inside of 4 minutes to go in the game. Huron 14, Sturgis 10. Sturgis will come with two receivers to the left, one right, and a wing right. And Hederman in the shotgun. Hederman hands it off. Nope, he's going to roll it out to the left. He's under a rush, going to throw short. There's DeShock wide open at the 45, and he'll be shoved out of bounds, but another first down. Huron had a rush going, and I think it was that middle screen again, but Huron kind of had it covered, but DeShock just stayed with the play and rolled out with his quarterback, and they get it up to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 13 and another first down for Sturgis. And just like that, they're in Huron territory, 3:18 to go in the game. Slot left, two receivers right. On first and 10, Hederman looking to pass. Huron trying to rush over the middle. There's DeShock again, knocked away by C.J. Ganey. Second down and 10. Huron had the rush coming up the middle that time, and Hederman saw his trusty tight end there, but he was covered by Ganey. Second and 10 from the 48-yard line. Clock stops on the incomplete with 3:06 to go here in the ball game. Huron 14, Sturgis 10. Trips right, one receiver left. Second down and 10. Shotgun, Hederman, straight drop. They want to get that going again, and they go right up the middle to Yost. He's got it inside the 35, to the 30. He's got the sideline, and finally brought down at about the 16. There is a penalty marker, though, on the play. We'll check that out. That's a big gain for now for Yost inside the 20. That's a gain of 29. But I believe there is a penalty marker, is there? Oh, yep, right there at about the 44-yard line. So right now, Sturgis thinks they have it at the 19, but there is a marker at the ineligible downfield on Sturgis. It'll come back. Just the third penalty of the game against Sturgis, but it's a huge one. Now is a middle screen, and my guess is Jost wandered too far up the field. If he catches the ball behind the line of scrimmage, there is no ineligible downfield. But if he's ahead of the line of scrimmage, then the lineman can't be downfield. So a huge break for Huron. That'll erase a 29-yard play. And now the official, wouldn't this come back to the line of scrimmage at the 48 and marked off? I would think so. Boy, they're marking it off from the spot of the foul. Well, they moved the stick, so that's the other problem here. So it is an eligible man downfield. 10 yards, so that's the third penalty, I think, for 25 yards. Although, again, I did not write down the first penalty Sturgis had in the game, and that was a penalty that actually stunted their first drive of the game. So Sturgis, well, still first down, but now first and 10 back at the 46-yard line. And it should be second down, I believe, and now we have all kinds of confusion on the field. It should be second down, and I still don't think the sticks should move. The sticks should be at the 48. They move the sticks back. Well, how can it be? Well, I am going to call my brother Gary tomorrow. This does not look right. It's going to be second and 10, and now the Huron coaches are, well, this is just wrong. It's going to be second and 10, and the ball back at the 46. Hederman will throw that bubble screen far side. Nope, in and out of his hands. In that classic case, I think Jaden Blair wanted to run before he caught the ball. It'll be third and 10. So to go back on that, there was ineligible downfield. Sturgis snapped it from the 48. The ineligible downfield was the 44. They walked off a 10-yard penalty from the 44 and then moved the sticks back and made it second down and 10. It should have been second and 15 or something like that. Third and 10 for Sturgis, trips right from the 46-yard line. Ederman going to roll it out to the right, look short, and he overthrows his man, and he was open. Incomplete, fourth down, and a huge play here. 2:47 to go in the game. Sturgis has to go for it. It'll be fourth and 10 from the 46-yard line. Tiger Stadium on their feet. Huron 14, Sturgis 10. Fourth and 10 from their own 46-yard line. Don't jump off first. We have three receivers right. Shotgun for Hederman on the fourth down. Hederman, straight drop, empty backfield. He's under pressure, gets by Peterson, rolls it to the right, looking, throws to the sideline and knocked away by Moding. And Huron will take over first and 10. Huron probably still needs to get a first down. Sturgis has two timeouts left and 2:38 to go, but Moding just knocked it down. Don't mess with it. 2:38 to go in the game. Huron ball leading 14-10. So again, Sturgis can stop the clock twice. And like I said, I think Huron pretty much has to get at least one first down here to salt it away. First and 10 from the 46-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Caudell in the backfield with McNeil. Two receivers left, one right on first and 10. And Caudell trying to follow his blockers, trying to follow Reno. And there's nothing there. He's going to lose a yard on the play. And Sturgis going to burn that second timeout. Loss of a yard on the play. It'll be second, loss of 2 yards on the play. It'll be second and 12. We'll take a break of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
2:33 to go in the game here on a second and 12 at the Sturgis 48-yard line. Try to run Caudell following Reno, but there was just nothing there. And Sturgis, I think, is thinking run. And, well, it'd be a gamble for Huron to throw the ball because you don't want to stop the clock for Sturgis. Now Huron takes a timeout as something wasn't right in the alignment. Huron has to burn a timeout. So no snap, timeout Huron. We'll take another break of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
The Right Home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Second and 12 for Huron. They go trips right, one receiver left. And Thackeray Hansen trying to turn the corner, and he puts the head down, and a flag going to come in on the play. Hansen gets a couple of yards on the play. He ran into one of those big linemen. I believe it was number 56, Werlinger, but a flag came in at the end of the play. If it's on Huron, Sturgis may. Yep, holding on Huron. Boy, interesting decision for Sturgis. You give Huron second down over, or do you make it third and 10? Yeah, it looks like they're going to decline it. So it'll be a gain of about 2 on the play for Thackeray Hansen. And it'll be 3rd and 10 for Huron. And now does Sturgis use their last timeout? Looks like they're going to let the clock roll right now. So a huge play here. Can Huron convert the first down? It's going to be actually 3rd and about 11 from the 47-yard line for the Tiger offense. Clock rolls as we're down to 2:10 to go in the game. Sturgis one timeout left. Now Huron, a little confusion in the formation again. Trips right, one receiver left, they'll throw. McNeil going to throw down the far sideline, way overthrows Moding. Not sure where we're going with that one. Incomplete, and Colby Over is going to be asked to punt the ball away on fourth down. Well, you look at the second half outside of the long touchdown pass. Huron has not been able to get much offense going, but yet we lead 14-10, and we have a minute 59 to get off the clock. This game was going fast. Now it's going slow. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM in Huron. And Colby Ofer, well, Sturgis, they're coming after the punt. They have nobody back to receive the kick. Bubba Peterson is the long snapper. And there's nobody back deep, but they really don't get there. A high kick. Going to go off to the left, bounce at the 20, go sideways, which is a break for Sturgis. They'll have the ball at their own 20-yard line. Minute 53 to go in the game. And one timeout in their pocket. Can Huron's off defense get off the field one more time? First and 10, Sturgis from their own 20-yard line. Colby been getting good rolls on those punts, but this one unfortunately hit at the 20, then just went sideways. First and 10, Sturgis from the 20, 80 yards to go, a minute 53 to get there. Down 14-10. Two receivers left, two right. Hederman in the shotgun, first and 10. Hederman straight drop, drifts off to the left, plenty of time. Now he's going to tuck it. He fakes out Haig, 25-30, and finally, well, still on his feet, carries tacklers up to the 39-yard line. Peterson and Fitzer on the stop for Huron. But 19 yards on the play, on the scramble there for Fetterman, and a first and 10 for Sturgis up to the 39-yard line. Hederman will throw short, the pass complete, and is there going to be, ooh, that's close. Bubba Peterson had a little extra on that tackle there on the sideline. It was complete to Byron Holt. Ends up being a gain of 2 yards on the play, and well, he didn't get out of bounds either. Second down. And the clock rolling inside of a minute 20. Hederman looks right, looks left, steps up, throws short. The pass complete up the middle, and then just falling down at the 38 is a Holt, and he has another first down for Sturgis as they take it all the way down to the Huron 38-yard line. 18 yards on the pass play. Sturgis quickly in Huron territory. Hederman under pressure. Steps up. He can run it again. Comes sideways and Haig gets him before he gets out of bounds. Holden Haig with the tackle. Clock continues to run. We're inside of a minute to go. Sturgis has that timeout in their pocket. Gain of 4 on the play, and Hederman will spike it on second down. It'll be third down and 7 for Sturgis from the 35-yard line. Boy, you never make it easy, do we? Third and 7 for Sturgis from the Huron 35-yard line. Again, got to get that rush. We had some decent pressure last time, but Hederman, well, he's a very skillful athlete. As I said, he's a hurdling champion. Big play here, third and 7 from the 35 for the Scoopers. Hederman, straight drop, looking left, throws over the middle, the pass incomplete. He was trying to lead Udiger up the middle on the run and just led him a little too far, and here's the ball game. Fourth and 7 from the 35-yard line for the Scoopers. Clock stops with 44 seconds to go in the game. Fourth and 7, and Sturgis going to burn their final timeout here. They got to come up with the special play. 44 seconds to go here on up 4, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Fourth and 7, Sturgis from the Huron 35. They're out of timeouts now, but they need the first down to keep the game alive. Fourth and 7 from the 35-yard line. Oakley Anderson's in at linebacker for Huron. Fourth and seven from the 35. Sturgis in the shotgun. Two receivers right, one left. Hederman, oh, the snap came early. Hederman's under pressure. He'll throw and overthrow it. The snap came before Hederman was ready. Fitzer was right in his face. Turnover on downs. Huron Tigers will get the ball back. And Sturgis cannot stop the clock. 40 seconds to go, one knee will do it, and Huron will escape with a victory over the Scoopers here tonight. Again, I think they look like the snap came early, and then Fitzer came in untouched, and Hederman just had to hurry the ball. He went on the right flat to Udigger, and Udigger looked like he was covered, and Huron just needs a good center snap, kneel on it, and the game's over. McNeil with the snap, goes on a knee, and that should do it, I believe. Well, the Huron Tigers didn't get a lot going on offense tonight, but they got enough going. We will ring the bell tonight at Tiger Stadium. Final score, Huron 14, Sturgis 10. I'm just hanging on to make sure that we don't have to have another snap. And there we go, and... Yep, we're not going to snap it again. Here on 14, Sturgis 10, homecoming win for the Huron Tigers. Timeout 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports.
A heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Huron Tigers pull it out. A 74-yard touchdown pass. Colton McNeil to Gavin Moding with 4:28 left in the game. The winning score, Huron wins 14-10 over the Sturgis Scoopers. The students are all gathered at the south end of the field waiting for the players to come, and we'll ring the bell on homecoming. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Final tee area 66, Douglas 8. Yankton and Pier tied at 14 early fourth quarter. Midway through the fourth quarter, Washington 27, Watertown 26. Spearfish shut out Brookings tonight 31-0. And that's your 11 AA scores for this evening. Look at some of the area scores if I can find any of them. DeSmit defeated Wolsey Wessington 14-6 tonight. Avon leads Hitchcock 2 there 26-12. That's at the end of the third quarter. Our game over on KOKK has went final. Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central defeated Miller, Highmore, Herald 41-0. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Tigers are still huddled on the south end of the field, and what they're actually doing is, oh, here comes the sprint. We're sprinting to the bell, and we'll be ringing the bell here on homecoming as the Tigers win it 14-10. We'll visit with Coach Drew Strand coming up, talk about this one and more. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes as we continue Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports. Two-minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we are back at Tiger Stadium. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game continues. You can hear the bell in the background, hopefully, as the Huron Tigers, a homecoming win for a second straight year. Exciting game, 14-10. They defeat Sturgis as head coach Drew Strand joins us here. And coach, everybody had asked me this week, I said, this is tight. These teams are even. That came out to play. I thought it'd be a little higher scoring than 14-10, but as long as we had the 14, we're happy.
Yeah, I mean, our guys did a great job of just competing with whatever situations, you know, they put us in and we put ourselves in. And, you know, it was a good win for our kids out there and super exciting to get it on homecoming and have the second one.
You know, the first half, you know, you're kind of, you know, kicking yourself a bit because I had us for 15 minutes, almost 16 minutes time of possession in the first half. We came out of it with 7 points. We had some drop passes. We had one long drive. We ended up punting. So, again, those are things we want to clean up. But the bottom line is those drives also kept Hederman from handling the ball for Sturgis.
Yep. I mean, if we can control the ball, that's better. And, you know, that's what our offense is supposed to do. We just got to clean it up and get those, you know, those penalties that we have that kind of kill our drives. Those things that stop us from moving. So if we can clean up those things, you know, I think these guys, the sky's the limit for this team, then this senior group has been great so far.
You know, and kind of a tale of two halves. We controlled the ball in the first half. We couldn't get our defense off in the second half, but give the defense credit. They made plays when needed. You know, we got a key penalty there, even though it wasn't administered correctly, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, Holden Haig had a great night defensively. So did C.J. Ganey, Colby Hofer. Cowdell is always going to be there. Logan Leyendecker had a big interception when we needed one as well, as did Cashton. So, you know, the defense was asked to do a lot in the second half.
Yep. I mean, we praise on our defense. Our defense has done pretty well this season, you know, containing those that offense and keeping the score low enough for us to have a chance offensively, you know. And I got to give hats off to our two middle linebackers. You know, they fight the whole time and they're battling through injuries and they just keep grinding, you know. And having Logan Leyendecker get that pick finally, you know, it's nice for him to have some success, you know. I'm just super proud of those guys and what they've done.
You know, and you say that, the inside linebackers, and Holden Haig is our first National Bank player of the game. I had his my tackles are suspect at best, but I had him 7 tackles, 5 assists. He just seemed to be around the ball.
Yep, I mean, those guys do a lot for us in the middle there. They got to contain and stop the run, especially when they're coming up. You know, they just got to, they do a fantastic job in there and plugging holes and filling up and making tackles and, you know, just stopping that run game, so they are forced to throw it against us. So, you know, those two, they just keep grinding, they keep working. Holden Haig does a fantastic job, and I know he played a lot of offense tonight, you know, and he's not going to take himself out of the game. He's going to keep going, and that's what we praise him on.
Now let's go to the winning score. They kicked the field goal to take the lead. And if I'm looking at my sheet right, I think I got that right, then we have a lineman return the kick, if I remember correctly. But, hey, he got a few yards on it. And then first play, was that way you told Colton just chuck it and let Gavin take off? Because that's what it sure looked like.
Yep. I mean, we were looking for the mismatch all night because we knew that they were fouling somebody. We just couldn't figure out right away which one they were fouling, if they were fouling CJ, if they were fouling Gavin, or if he was just playing the single side. So, you know, eventually, finally, we found that, and we were like, hey, let's just take a shot and see if we can beat him one-on-one. And, you know, heck of a job by our O-line for holding it up there. You know, I know that ball was flying in the air for about 45 yards before we came down with the catch. So, you know, just all-around good team play right there, you know, just to give us a shot and give us some momentum, and it worked out.
You know, and then, you know, the defense ended up having to make two stops there. And, boy, that Hederman is just scary because, really, they made more plays with their legs than they did with the pass at the end. But when plays were needed, you know, that last play, one, I think it looked like the snap came at the incorrect time. And, boy, Fitzer, Tyson, right? Yeah, I don't want to say Tegan. Tyson Fitzer, he came in untouched. And, boy, that, you know, Hederman just never had a chance to set up. And, you know, the pass never had a chance.
Yep, I mean, he's definitely a dual-threat quarterback. He's got some legs on him, and he definitely extends the field all the way across. You know, so it was good for our guys, you know, good for Fitzer. I know he played a lot of D-line tonight, being a smaller guy. But, you know, he did a fantastic job, and he was put in positions where he wasn't normally at tonight. And he succeeded at that and did a fantastic job.
So now as we look ahead, you know, Aberdeen is next week. We go up there, and, well, Sturgis just played a 21-14 game with Aberdeen. And I know Coach Gillespie said they had trouble getting the ball away from Aberdeen's offense. But you kind of look at, you know, it's kind of a three-way deal we're doing here now. And so Aberdeen, I assume, looks like kind of a similar matchup as Sturgis.
Yep. I mean, Aberdeen, we're going to have to come in really conditioned because I know Aberdeen only plays their guys on almost one side of the ball. They don't play a lot of guys two ways, so we're going to have our work cut out for us that way. You know, yep, and it's just going to be back to what we used to do with, you know, scouting teams and that power counter ISO stuff. We're going to have to find a way to stop it because they're big up front. And, so, you know, we're just going to, you know, enjoy the night and just look, come in on Monday ready, focused up, and see if we can continue this ride.
I have to admit, we didn't spend a lot of time over at the Bell tonight. They're already done.
Yeah, you know, I think those guys are just super excited about the bell, so, you know, they ring it a couple times and move on. You know, hopefully we can get more guys ringing that bell and more guys out in the future.
Drew Strand, head coach of the Huron Tigers, will check the stats and wrap things up here from Tiger Stadium. We'll take a 2-minute timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, just turn to Slumberland Furniture of Hira.
Your doctor says surgery. Who's got the time? There's packing, driving, parking fees, feeding your spouse. Oh, don't forget the dog. The procedure, recovery, the drive again, and getting back to normal. And what about rehab? Will insurance cover it? Don't leave home. Talk to your doctor about scheduling surgery close to home at HRMC or learn more online at HuronRegional.org. Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post game here on Tigers. Get a big touchdown late in the game and clip the Sturgis Scoopers 14-10 before a big homecoming crowd. Still a lot of people on the ground or on the field here. Why not? This is one to enjoy. Let's run down the scoring. Huron got on the board first. Their first possession of the game, just over 4 minutes. They went 52 yards. Cash and Caudill, a 7-yard run. Nick Kleinsaucer had the extra point kick, and we were 7-0, just over 4 minutes in the game. But then Huron just stalled out on offense, had a few drives, but couldn't finish them. Sturgis got on the board early in the second quarter on an 8-yard touchdown pass from Aiden Hederman to Sully Jost, and that tied it at 7. Huron had a chance, had a good drive right at the end of the first half, but stalled it out on downs. Huron had a almost 2-1 time of possession advantage in the first half. Second half, that got turned around, not quite that much. I haven't added up the time of possession. In fact, I've hardly added up any of my stats here at all. I'll give you what I have, but Sturgis, I'm still doing the scoring, Jeff. Sturgis scored on a 27-yard field goal by Sully Jost with 8:55 to go in the game. Then they missed a field goal on their next possession. Okay, I had that crossed up a bit. So Huron had it first and 10 at the 24-yard or 26-yard line. And on that play, it was a chuck down the left sideline. Gavin Moding got a couple of steps on his guys, caught it in stride, and sprinted to the end zone. Kleinsaucer with the extra point kick. That made it 14-10. Sturgis got the ball back two more times. Second time, they did get the ball down to the 35-yard line, but lost it on downs. Their fourth down play looked like the snap came early, and Tyson Fitzer came in untouched, causing Hederman to rush the pass, and Huron picks up the win here tonight, 14-10. Trying to do some quick arithmetic here, as I haven't had anything added up on Sturgis here. Aiden Hederman had 8 carries in the game for about 56 yards, it looks like. Byron Holt, 2 carries for 10 yards. Owen Udigger carried the ball 7 times for 16 yards. And Sully Joe, seems like he had more yards than that. He's certainly an exciting player. He carried the ball 10 times for 38 yards. Throwing the ball, boy, I'm way off on the stats here for Hederman. In the second half, he completed, let's see, first 9. He completed 11 of 17, and I can't do the yardage in my head, but it looks like he was close to about 80 yards in the air in the second half. For the Huron Tigers, I do have that all added up. Huron, or just about all of it added up, I should say. Somebody's using Twitter, by the way. Colt McNeil, 2 carries for minus 13. Cash and Caudill got shut down in the second half. He had 18 carries for 64 yards and was at 60 at halftime. Thackeray Hansen had 5 carries for 9 yards. Gavin Moding, 1 for 16. Throwing the ball, Colton McNeil went 13 of 26 for 186 yards and the big touchdown pass. First half, 9 of 17, 87 yards. Second half, 5 of 9 for 99. But again, 74 of that 99 came on the scoring play. And that is the stats for the Huron Tigers. Defensively for Huron, Holden Hago again is our first National Bank player of the game. He had 12 tackles total, 7 tackles, 5 with the assist, 5 tackles, 1 assist for Colby Hofer, 5 tackles for C.J. Ganey, 5 tackles for Cashin Caudill. Caudill had an interception, as did Logan Leyendecker. Bubba Peterson, 4 tackles, 4 assists, and Connor Johnson, 4 tackles, 1 assist for the Huron Tiger defense. Let's do a final. First National Bank player of the, or first National, let's stop. I'm just going too fast here. Let's do a scoreboard update. Hertz Heating and Cooling in 11AA tonight. And you had that one game that, of course, we're watching. If I can get my scoreboard to flip. Pier now leads Yankton 2014 midway through the fourth quarter. Watertown's up on Washington late in the game, 34-27. And it looks like Watertown just got the ball back. They're going to pull off the AAA win. Spearfish shut out Brookings 31-0. T area defeated Douglas 66-8. Let's take a look at some of the area scores that we have for tonight. DeSmit defeated Woolsey Wessington 14-6. Avon, well, now it's tight. Avon leads Hitchcock Tulare 32-28 with 2 minutes to go in the game, and it looks like the Patriots do have the ball. In Class 9A, Dubrook defeated Iroquois Lake Preston. The final there was 50-0. In our game over on KOKK tonight, Woonsocket at Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central shut out Miller Highmore Herald 41-0, and that is our scoreboard update. Tomorrow, cross country, a lot of people in town for that. 22 teams was the last report, going to be running at Broadland Creek tomorrow morning. Tomorrow night, the Huron High School Hall of Fame induction starts at 5 o'clock, banquet and induction. And everybody certainly welcome to come on that. Our next broadcast is Tuesday. We're on the road 3 times next week. Volleyball's at Aberdeen Tuesday. They're at Brookings on Thursday. Football's at Aberdeen on Friday. Huron Tigers now 2-2 on the season as they defeat Sturgis tonight 14-10. Big thank you to Amanda back at the studio. Just the second time I've had a chance to work with her, but hey, we're getting the hang of it here and going well, and just a good night to be a Huron Tiger. Huron 14, Sturgis 10. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.